Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On a Sunday afternoon.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Being part of my day. I hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That website is 14 years old this month. How about that? 14 years old. We've been updating it. I don't even want to think about what it looked like 14 years ago, folks. I was proud of it then. I have to tell you, I was proud of it 14 years ago, but I wouldn't be proud of it now, except that that was the foundation. That laid the foundation for what we have right now, which, as you know, is a very effective, very helpful website that you can use for free, thanks to our corporate partners, which we appreciate very much and hope you will too. And we update it every day, new stuff every day. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Richard Rawson is with us, folks. He's actually sitting right in front of me as I broadcast live from the Insperity Championship here in Woodlands, Texas. Championship, a golf tournament, a champions golf tournament that celebrates small business. And Richard, thanks again for having us here again, 8 years in a row, and the great success of the tournament. And one of the things, Richard, I want you to share with us a little bit is what you're seeing out there. As you travel around the country, I know you travel all the time. You're doing business. You're talking to other business leaders all across the country. What do you think about what's going on in the economy right now?
Well, I think I think there is this subtle desire to want to, just start growing again. And I say it's pent up. Yeah, I say subtle because people have got kind of one foot in the hot water and one foot in the cold water as it relates to how do we make decisions. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so what we're seeing actually for the first time in probably about, 15, 18 months, is a number of the businesses are starting to say and have been saying, we got to do something different. You know, we really got to do something. We've got to become more strategic. Mm-hmm. And as soon as they start thinking that way, what happens is they find us.
Mm-hmm.
And start to realize that in the whole world of people,
mm-hmm.
the strategy that you develop for people can really change your business.
It's everything.
It's everything.
It's the key to growth, isn't it?
It's not going to make any difference about how fast your laptop is, or what, how good your product is.
Because somebody else has got a product just like it.
They sure do. Yeah. They sure do.
That's a really good point. And, I hear that from successful leaders, and that's classic, isn't it? I mean, this is not new. What you just said is not new.
No.
This has been going on forever.
Right.
The key to successful growth is getting the good people, having the good people, because they're the face of your company, aren't they?
They absolutely are, and it starts with the person that answers the phone.
Thank you for saying that. Because I talk sometimes I call small business owners and I get one of these automated. How could a small business have an automated answering system? I can't even comprehend that.
No,
can you?
No. It's got to have the personal touch. I mean, that's why people like to do business with small businesses, because of the personal touch.
Why else will you go there?
Right.
They can buy your stuff anywhere.
Right.
Probably cheaper. They want to hear somebody recognize your voice and say, oh, hey, Richard, I recognize your voice. Right. Thanks for calling us back. What can we do for you?
Right.
Okay. And then you say, sure, I'll pay you more for that. Right?
Right.
So the people, that's a big deal. And I like what you're saying about, and I think you're right. And Richard, two things, strategic thinking, but also the pent-up demand. I've been saying now for 2 years. Maybe more like about a year and a half. I've been saying, folks, we got to stop waiting on Wall Street. We got to stop waiting on Washington. We've got to take the marketplace back. Main Street has got to take the marketplace back. This is our economy. We have to reclaim it. What do you think about that?
Oh, no, I absolutely agree with you. And, there's a lot of frustration about Washington, D.C. And what's going on there. But still, in spite of that, you still have to press on, what will happen in Washington will affect everybody. That's the only way, that's the only thing you can think about. And whether it's good or whether it's bad, it's going to affect everybody. Right. So you might as well go ahead and start working out a game plan to help make your business better in 2012.
Well, you're not, you know, nobody's going to say, well, I don't like what's going on in Washington, so I'm just going to go out of business. I mean, I'm going to be in business a year from now.
Right.
I'm going to be in business I'm going to be in business when the next president's president or the next Congress is in. So,
right.
Those are just, that's just kind of noise, really, in a way, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's absolutely noise.
So that's the part about the attitude. The strategic thing, though, I'm glad you talked about strategic, because I'm trying to get small business owners to spend at least part of their week not thinking about executing, not thinking about being in the trenches, but to get out of the trench, get up in an orbit above their business, and think about strategy.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. You know, I had a personal experience a couple of weeks ago. I was traveling, and I was several time zones away.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you get when you're doing that kind of traveling, you actually get to a point where, you know, you don't know when you're sleeping and
right.
you don't know when you're awake.
Right.
And so woke up in the middle of the night, but it wasn't
right.
according to my body. and it was just nice and quiet. And I was just all of a sudden started having some thoughts about
right.
several things
mm-hmm.
and came across an idea as it relates to a business that I have a private investment
mm-hmm.
in. And as it just unfolded in my mind, it was one of these that now that we've kind of flushed it out,
right.
this could be a revolutionary change for this kind of business.
Right.
But if you don't take the time, it's mm-hmm. to your point.
Right.
If you don't take the time mm-hmm. to sit and think about what's
right.
driving your business and how you can make it different.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Richard. Right back with Richard Rawson. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.